Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., we're live on the radio, and we simulcast sometimes the entire four-hour show, but always the last hour. We're now live at PrisonPlanet.tv, 1.5 hours in to this worldwide transmission on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave satellite, and the Internet, both audio and visual, at PrisonPlanet.tv. And we do this because of our brotherly love. We do this because we know there's wicked, sadistic tyrants in control of the planet. The Anglo-American elite. All of us are under attack. Black, white, old, young, Hispanic, Asian, the North, the South, Christian, Muslim, Jew. In the final equation, the New World Order is waging war against the Hindu, against the Sunni, the Shiite, against the Sephardi. We are together. And they don't want to see us unite. All they want to do is see us fuss and fight. All they want to see us do is go on killing one another. All right, let me tell you what's coming up in the next 2 hours and plus that we have left today. 2 hours and 25 minutes. Dr. Russell Blaylock joins us for the last hour and a half. Brain surgeon, neuroscientist, dealing with the toxins in our food and water by design, the eugenics agenda. He's one of the most prestigious in his field out there, and we'll have his bio up on screen for you. That is coming up. We're going to be taking calls in the meantime and covering the news on a host of issues. I'm going to get into what's happening in Gaza right now, clearly part of Obama's unpopular surprise that Joseph Biden and others promised the public. I'm then going to get into the fact that the right wing and the left wing are controlled by the same interest, and they're bringing in their global carbon taxes and exactly what that's going to mean to the economy and society, and Pat Robertson disgustingly pushing it and saying it's of the Lord, kind of like he said forced abortion in China was something he didn't like, but they're doing what they had to do. So the tacit approval of that, and Christians will attack me saying that how dare I not want to abort the Chinese babies now. It's kind of very twisted how things are working, so that's coming up. And then I never get into UFOs, but I briefly want to get into Project Bluebeam some next hour, because on Larry King Live and on ABC News and everywhere, people keep sending me emails going, my God, giant cigar-shaped craft, the UFOs, the aliens, they're over Albuquerque, they're over Dallas, they're over L.A., they're over everywhere, they're going to get us. And you see the video, and it's a giant blimp. But the military won't admit what they're doing, and so the public thinks it's, the media acts like it's aliens, little green aliens from Mars. Folks, again, I'm not poo-pooing that there might be some other life in the universe. I think that's of certainty. The issue here is the government admits, they always admit, and they're in the planning stages. 10 years ago, I made films about it, that they're going to put over every major city drone blimps. I'm going to get into it later. And you can see it. It is a blimp. These giant craft are blimps. And it doesn't matter to the public because the media is telling them it's little green men. So we'll get into that. I mean, you know, I'm the kook because I don't believe they're little green men, but Larry King Live, that's good mainstream, and it's aliens. So, Pat Robertson's for abortion, and mainstream media is saying aliens are real, and I'm the weirdo because I'm saying that isn't very Christian conservative of Pat Robertson. It isn't very credible for the media. The media knows they're blimps, folks. They think you're complete idiots, and they're just messing with you. Okay, let me go ahead and get to the Gaza situation. Punch up on screen this article, please. This is from Global Research. We have it posted up on Infowars.com. We're going to get Professor Chasadosky on later. But what I like about his article from GlobalResearch.ca is that he lays out all the facts that we're aware of here, and so that I can, I trust the professor, but I also verify. And so I'm already acutely aware of everything that's in his article, but I know a lot of the public aren't. Now, I'm not bringing that up to say, oh, I'm smart, I know about this. I'm saying this is accurate information. I have confirmed it for myself. Now, it is a lengthy article, to say the least. Okay, so I am not going to have time on air today to read this all. But if you want to be informed and not just be lied to by the controlled corporate propagandist, you need to go to InfoWars.com and read this story and then link through to his site and read more there as well, previous articles, if you want to be informed. Now, let's go ahead and go over some of this article. Here we go. The invasion of Gaza, Operation Cast Lead, part of a broader Israeli military intelligence agenda. The aerial bombings and the ongoing ground invasion of Gaza by Israeli ground forces must be analyzed in a historical context. Operation Cast Lead is a carefully planned undertaking that is part of a broader military industrial agenda, first formulated by the government and the Prime Minister Ariel Sharon in 2001. Sources in the defense establishment said Defense Minister Ehud Barak instructed the Israeli Defense Forces to prepare for the operation over 6 months ago, even as Israel was beginning to negotiate a ceasefire agreement with Hamas. That is Barak Ravid. Operation Cast Lead, Israeli Air Force strikes followed months of planning. Haaretz, December 2008. Okay, so that is Haaretz, December 27, 2008. It was Israel which broke the truce only on the day of the U.S. presidential elections, November 4th, and everybody was distracted. Kind of like U.S., NATO, Israeli forces attacked the Russians in South Ossetia on 888 with the Olympics kicking off. They do it when people aren't looking. It's classic military operations. And again, he has link after link. Israel has used the distraction to break the ceasefire between itself and Hamas by bombing the Gaza Strip. Israel claimed this violation of the ceasefire was to prevent Hamas from digging tunnels into Israel territory. The very next day, Israel launched a terrorizing siege of Gaza, cutting off fuel, food, medical supplies, and other necessities in an attempt to subdue the Palestinians while at the same time engaging in armed incursion. In response, Hamas and others in Gaza again resorted to firing crude, homemade, and mainly inaccurate rockets into Israel. During the past 7 years, these rockets have been responsible for the deaths of 17 Israelis. Over the same time span, Israel blitzkrieg results in killing thousands of Palestinians, drawing worldwide protest, but failing and falling on deaf ears at the UN. And that's Shamas Cookie, the massacre in Palestine, the threat of wider war, global research, December 2008. Now, here's where the story gets into the key area. Planned humanitarian disaster. On December 8th, U.S. Deputy Secretary of State John Negroponte was in Tel Aviv for discussions with the Israeli counterparts, including the director of Mossad, Dagon. Operation Cast Lead was initiated 2 days after Christmas. It was coupled with a carefully designed international public relations campaign under the auspices of Israel's foreign ministry, saying that Hamas had broken the ceasefire when they hadn't. It was Israel bombing all over the nation and also cutting off all the border entrances and not allowing any food or medicine in. Hamas military targets are not the main objective. Operation Cast Lead is intended quite deliberately to trigger civilian casualties. What we are dealing with is a planned humanitarian disaster. That's a quote in Gaza in a densely populated urban area. See the map on your screen. The longer-term objective of the plan, as formulated by Israeli policymakers, is the expulsion of Palestinians from Palestinian lands. Terrorize the civilian population. This is a quote from Israeli war planning. Terrorize the civilian population, ensuring maximal destruction of property and cultural resources. The daily life of the Palestinians must be rendered unbearable. They should be locked up in the cities and towns, prevented from exercising normal economic life, cut off from the workplaces, schools, and hospitals. This will encourage immigration and weaken the resistance to future expulsions. Shalinsky, quoted by Gillian Hussein, Gaza, the world's largest prison, Global Research. And then they go into all the Israeli war planning where this is admitted. Operation Justified Vengeance. A turning point has been reached. Operation Cast Lead is part of a broader military intelligence operation initiated at the onset of Ariel Sharon's government in 2001. It was under Sharon's Operation Justified Vengeance that F-16 fighter planes were initially used to bomb Palestinian cities. Operation Justified Vengeance was presented in July 2001 to the Israeli government of Ariel Sharon by the IDF staff Saul Mofaz under the title The Destruction of the Palestinian Authority and the Disarmament of All Armed Forces. A contingency plan, codenamed Operation Justified Vengeance, was drawn up last June 2001 to reoccupy all the West Bank and possibly the Gaza Strip as a likely cost of hundreds of Israeli casualties. Washington Times, 19th March 2002. According to Jane's Foreign Report, Jane's Weapons Quarterly, July 12, 2001, the Israeli army under Sharon had updated its plans for an all-out assault.